Valentine's Day. I wonder what Reese McGuire does on Valentine's Day.
Why?
Well, would he, like, rent a limousine?
Better be different than what he's been up to.
I hope he's avoiding parking lots on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yes.
He needs something else.
Yeah, he's got to switch up that routine.
Yeah, he needs a different routine.
Yes.
We'll put it that way. We'll see if Scott Mitchell can tell us about that.
I hope so.
You see the?
We don't need the breakdown of it. We just need some information.
Well, the front page of the Sun. Did you see it today? It was a couple days late. No.
Carjacking?
Carjacking.
Oh, my God.
Which is, it's brilliant, but it's like, it's too late, man. That should have been yesterday.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, all right, we're wasting Cynthia's time here.
Exactly.
Like, it's Valentine's Day for her as well. You think she wants to be listening to us, three idiots, talk about some guy in the Jays doing stupid stuff?
We need some advice. That's what we need.
You two need advice.
No, I think
I know what's up.
Okay.
All right. You can see her on the social. The author of the book, Find Your Pleasure, here is Cynthia Loist. Cynthia, happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Yes. I want to hear what your plans are.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian. Why don't you enlighten Cynthia with this brilliant plan of yours?
We're going to order some food.
Okay.
And have some wine and put the kids to sleep and chill out. I mean, I think that is more than enough, personally. Would you disagree or agree with that, Cynthia?
I would give that probably like a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Wow. It's not terrible. It's just, it's a little bit like, that wouldn't take much to take that to a 10 out of 10.
Okay, like what? What would
you
suggest?
Babysitter, maybe a nice car service to a nice restaurant.
Yes.
That's what would dial it up a notch.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
I mean, I think the thing is there is a lot of pressure on this day, and don't get me wrong, I do find in many cases it is a kind of commercialized, meaningless sort of thing. But having said that, you kind of can't go wrong if you do take it a little bit seriously, and it will pay in dividends. So I think one of the things is that your idea is fine, but if you wanted to up the notch a little bit, is just even think about doing something like a book of IOUs, right? Like a little kind of book that tells, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z on the date that you choose. It's a little added creative, like, something. And it can, you know, it can spice things up as well. It'd be like, I owe you a massage on such and such day or the day that you choose. I owe you a foot rub or I owe you a night off from the kids. Like, again, just takes a little bit of creativity and your handwritten notes to do that.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a small booklet that says, I'm going golfing on this day and that day and this day?
Well, you know what? I actually will say, I'm not going to crap all over that idea, because I will say that men do often get ignored in the Valentine's thing. There's a stereotype out there that men don't care. This is a day for just for women. And so I actually think that women, we should think about it more, because would any of you, you'd probably like something a little bit special as well, I'm guessing?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, of course. We're
impossible.
Not, we can't be forgotten in this thing.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's funny, because I normally don't really do too much. We're also going out for dinner tonight, but I actually took it upon myself now, just before I'm talking to you guys, to run out and grab a couple things that I think are going to be extra special tonight for both of my boys, my partner and my son. I'm just going to say also, though, to go back to your lady partners, what if you took the night to focus sort of on her pleasure? Like, and I don't mean necessarily in the bedroom, although maybe, but just kind of being a little bit extra special, like maybe doing the thing of like making her dinner or drawing her a bath, like something like that. Like, is this on your radar at all?
No.
Not really. It wasn't prior to this conversation.
My wife usually falls asleep on the couch at about 9 o'clock. I'll just let her sleep right through till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well,
is that a gem?
That's what I was going to ask you. What, like, we're from 44 to 35. Like, do you not think this is kind of like a 20-something-year-old holiday? Because a lot of the friends that I know, people my age, they're like, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. It's kind of one of those things you do in your 20s, you pay $100 and go to a cheesy dinner. And
yeah, no
I don't
one wants
know.
To do that at past 20. You're right. I do think you're right in that way. I think if you've been in long-term relationships, it does start to recede to the background, because most people will say they would much prefer little gestures all year long than some big blowout on the day of. But and I think that's worth thinking about. It's like, you will get more if you think on a more regular basis about doing sort of what is known as the emotional labor component. It's that stuff that nobody likes to do. It's the kids' doctor schedules. It's remembering who in your household, do any of you have kids?
Yes.
Yeah, we all have kids.
Who remembered to pick up the Valentine's cards for their class?
I didn't.
My wife definitely did.
My point is made, okay? Yeah. So the thing is there's all kinds of little tiny things, classroom stuff, bake sale crap, doctor schedules, that women kind of bear the brunt of still in heterosexual relationships. So if you guys can all commit, you can tell me today, you're on the radio, so everyone's going to listen and hold you accountable. Can you take on some more of the stuff like that in the year ahead?
Yeah, I think I probably could, but here's the thing. Like, without my wife being here to, I guess, defend herself in this nature, but she always wants to do that. That's my impression. I mean, she's always like, she doesn't trust me to do it anyway. Like, trust me to put together something for my kid's classroom. She would never allow that to happen.
Yeah, because any time you make an attempt, they're like, this is all wrong. They wouldn't like this. So you're like, screw it. I'm not doing it.
I hear exactly. you. I actually think women do need to, like, own up to the fact that we often do kind of, like, say, this is our domain and we don't really trust you to do this. But I would love for you, because she's not here on this call, to ask her when you get home.
All right.
Say, hey, babe. What would you think if I actually tried to take over some of this stuff? She may initially be like, no. But if you were like met her with confidence and said, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, how does that sound? Like, you'd have to do your research and figure out what it is. I don't know what we're talking about here exactly, but if it was the Valentine's cards, anybody can pick up silly Valentine's cards for the kids' class. Those kids don't care. They don't know. But it matters to some degree. So if you said, I'm going to go to Shoppers today and I'm going to pick them up for you for the classroom.
All right, 2021, lock it in.
There you go.
I think you got to just throw these things. Now, if you've set the bar so low, then anything is basically a bonus, correct? Like, I used to hand out a card, and I would do this on purpose, just sign my name and number at the bottom. That was it. No words, no
like
nothing.
Like your hockey signature.
Jamie McLennan, 29.
You put your last name on it, too, in case
yes,
you forgot?
I would always do that, just to be a dink. It was kind of like a funny thing, but we had the discussion yesterday, and she's like, don't even bother. I said, okay, fair enough.
Like, that's Jamie, are you doing anything?
Like, I will say this. I said I'm going to do nothing. It's almost like Christmas. Like don't give. Let's give it to the kids. Let's give it to everyone
right.
else.
Yep.
But I did throw a little bit of chocolate and some flowers on the counter before I left for work today.
Okay, that is sweet. That is good.
But I actually bought for my daughter, too, because I think my daughter would appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Don't you think? A 7-year-old?
I love that. And I think that's really sweet as well. And I agree. The one last thing I will put in the back of your mind, it doesn't have to be a gift for today, but something that every woman will appreciate at some point in time in the year is a treat of being given an overnight hotel stay by herself.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's not a woman out there that I have met thus far who wouldn't be delighted to be told, listen, to be announced, whatever day you decide, whatever Saturday in the future, I'm going to put you up in a hotel of your choice for the night. Within this budget.
Yeah, exactly. A Hotel 6. Lock it in.
We're out of time.
All right, Cynthia. We always appreciate you finding time for us. You can see her on the social. The book is Find Your Pleasure. You can find her on Twitter as well. Thank you for the advice. We'll try to adhere to it moving forward.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too. There she is. Thanks. Cynthia Loist hooking us up. There we go. We got some tips for the boys here.
Yeah, exactly.
Al's brother's taking notes, and the grappler, and Mulls. And
yeah. Al's brother did not listen to one word she just said.
He's on the phone about some XFL scoops. Hey.